Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I don't know how we'll use this, folks, but we're going to video Si's first reaction to watching and listening to Rich Men North of Richmond.
I don't know how you've never heard it.
Yeah.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't sh**, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men know the rich men. I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the whole beast, milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true.
But it is. But it is. It is.
Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do. Because your dollar ain't sh**. And it's taxed to no end. Cause the rich men, north of Richmond.
But it's still the greatest country on earth. Need to add that to Esau.
That's their size opinion.
There's size take home. And he's not wrong. Neither one of them are wrong.
No.
He needs to end it with, hey, but it's still the greatest country on earth, boys.
But there's our man. Big Ollie.
The boy tells it like it is.
Big Ollie.
But the boy tells it like it is.
You know, it's bad, it's true, but it is. Okay, so hey, welcome to the new world.
He made a post on Instagram the other day featuring a fudge round. I took that in a little personal. But
look.
He didn't have no words or nothing, just a fudge round.
Just a fudge
round, boy. You know, but.
Oh, that's funny.
Look, Ollie, leave.
Si's still soaking it all in.
Ollie, you leave Debbie out of this. That's all I'm going to say. She ain't done nothing.
That's right. Hey, don't be picking on Debbie.
If that song said Christmas tree cakes, Martin would have went on strike.
Yeah.
I like that ladder stand there in the background.
Oh, yeah. That old boy, he wild now. But look, hey, good for him. Si, you do realize Washington, D.C. is almost directly north of Richmond.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sure.
He was in Virginia. That's where he went to the water zoo.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, he knows what they're talking about.
You want to do a remix, like called Poor Man South of Balkanville or something?
Nah.
We
better leave it alone.
We could talk about, you know, all kinds of things.
There ain't many people listening to that anyway.
Who's that?
Yeah, they ain't any listening. They ain't paying attention.
To who?
Who?
To whatever.
I'm about to say, because my redheaded friend there has become quite the sensation after that tune.
Well, look, hey, you have to do a lot.
Yeah. To what?
To be noticed.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, you have to do something different.
Well, he did it.
Okay, so he's doing it. Yeah.
This is coming.
And there's nothing wrong with hey telling it like it is.
I think he'd be fun to sit down and talk to for a minute. Because I think he's one
to get his world views.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. To get into the mind of a redneck. Okay.
That's
like Star Trek, boys. You're fixing to go where you've no one's been before.
Never been before.
That's right.
Where's he from?
Well, I don't
Kentucky,
know.
Kentucky, I think. Right.
Kentucky or West Virginia or something like that.
Yeah. Well, hey, them both good states.
I was thinking Richmond, maybe.
Well, hey, I'm married to Kentucky.
Regular Virginia.
Yeah, Regulation Virginia, not that Western one. Where is he from?
Regulation Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia, okay.
That makes more sense. That's a little more on brand.
Yeah.
Because if not, he could have said, you know, like Richmond east of Morgantown or something. I don't know. It doesn't go.
It's very catchy.
No, it don't go.
It is a catchy little tune. Mm-hmm. And good for him, man, living the American dream. Who'd have thunk it? I can appreciate it. And if he ever wants to come sit down here and chat, he's welcome.
If anybody knows him.
Yeah, if any of our fans know him, y'all come on out. Or if you tag him, I don't know how to do all that mess on some of these platforms. So let him know. We talk to him. We chat with him.
Yeah. I just wanted his opinion on if you're 5'3" and 300 pounds, what can you buy bags of with food stamps? I'm just curious.
Uh-oh.
He's curious.
Oh, wow.
I'm curious because I ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds if we're going by what he said.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm just curious.
You don't quit preaching and got the medal.
I would like to know his opinion.
Yeah.
He only gave us the ought.
He's probably gonna say bags of Quikrete and start toting them back and forth till you ain't 5'3" 300 anymore. If I had to guess,
work it off.
Yeah,
work it off.
Work it off. But good for him.
I want to go home.
That's a new song.
Oh, he's got new music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this man's about to be putting out an album every other week. Yeah. Good for him, Adam.
He turned down like $8 million for some record company.
And
at least that's what the child
likes
works
dogs,
for me.
So he can't be all bad.
Now, see why. Why would he turn down $8 million from a record company?
Because he is fighting the man.
Because they want total control.
Yeah, he ain't. He's fighting the man.
That's right.
Power to the people.
He's fighting the industry.
Yeah. Fight all you want to, but take their money and then fight them in a couple of years.
Take the money.
Getting 9/11. You ain't got to sell the rights to the song. Yeah. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe he don't want to sell his music rights.
Oh, I'm sure.
But if they want to pay you $8 million, hey, cash it in, son. But then he'll be who he's singing about. So there's probably a little.
That's the problem.
There's an issue there.
He does look like some of my wife's kinfolk.
He could be a Gibson.
I guarantee.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I noticed Si ain't got no comment.
Si, you getting awful close to that blade.
No.
He's done cut everything over. He probably dulled that rascal.
No, it ain't very sharp.
Oh.
Might make a good throwing knife, though.
You do have to love 2023, though, where with a man, what kind of instruments he playing there?
That was a dobro.
A dobro?
Dobro.
There you go. I knew he'd know.
Oh, hey.
I'm not up
I
to
I got one, so yes, I know.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
can't
up
play
to
it.
You know who else played a dobro?
Hey, who's that?
Curtis Lowe.
Curtis Lowe.
Curtis Lowe. Hey, greatest guitar player in the world, boy.
I guarantee you.
Greatest blues.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I mean, I think he's good for him. My cell phone
camera. It has got a unique sound, though.
What's that,
it
a does. Dobro?
Dobro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the little twang in it.
His voice is unique, too.
And he's got a good voice.
And that voice don't look like it should be coming out that mouth.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's part of the.
Oh, no, redneck surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He looks like a mashup between Jimmy Red and Benny Doo Doo.
That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy. You know, it does.
Can we put up a picture of Jimmy Red and Ben Mongold side by side and see if we can make it?
Not many people.
No, you left one out. Mongold. You left one out. Dr. Deans.
Dr. Deans. Yeah, he's got the hair of Dr. Deans.
I'll see. Benny's not like a man who knows a lot of cameras. A
good friend of mine.
He's on the backside of them.
Yo.
But
old Coot said that Dr. Deans looks like a cross between a coyote and a squirrel.
He's got the personality of a squirrel, that's for sure.
Oh, he's something.
Yeah, he is a little squirrel on the squirrely side.
So you think this old boy could be from Hattiesburg if he tried
Purvis.
Oh, yeah.
Purvis.
Yeah. Or Laurel, at least.
Laurel. Yeah.
He's right in that area.
Yeah.
Like a shot at just Laurel, Mississippi, well, catching a stray there.
Hey, look, I love Mississippi now. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I do, too.
I have a lot of good friends in Mississippi.
I'm going to write another song, Painter, South of Jackson.
That's right, boy.
That's it.
MD, South of Jackson.
Because they treat me better at hotels.
Oh, man. Well, there you go, folks. You got to see Cy Robertson's live reaction to Richmond, north of Richmond. Hey. He was feeling it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I saw him tapping along. Then by the end of it, he already knew.
The guy's got good sound.
He already knew the words.
Yeah, he does.
But I do like your addition to the song.
He needs to end it after bad mouth and everything. He needs to end it with that. But, hey, it's in sad shape, but it's still the best we got, okay?
Yeah.
Rather be here than.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where else could you sing that song?
You could do worse.
You could do worse.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
In this country, you can do that and you'll be praised. In other countries, you do that, you'll be snuffed out.
There's some kid in Ireland listening right now that's about to go listen to this song and be real confused.
Who?
Some kid listening to us in Ireland.
Oh.
We got a couple Irish fans.
That's good. Go Irish.
I've always wanted to go to Ireland.
It's awesome.
It's pretty.
It's pretty.
You been?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that don't surprise me.
I named my dog Dublin.
Fastest growing city in Ireland.
Fastest growing city.
It's Dublin every day. Anyway, sorry, Godwin's not here.
Well, that was weird.
I couldn't even have fun with that one. But anyway, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after.
Or a break. Who knows what break that'll be.
I don't even know.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie. And whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. Well, let me tell you something. You boys, y'all missed a time up here. You know, my office ain't got no window, and neither does this room. So we wouldn't have known either. But I heard a bunch of commotion outside. So I go walk up the front door, see what everybody, and then I look, and the building next door to us just on fire.
It's on fire?
What, the house?
Not the one across the street.
It's kind of catty-cornered right here to us.
One at the end down there.
We've officially reached the summer that is so hot that things are just spontaneously combusted.
Well, no, this one wasn't spontaneous combustion.
How'd it catch on fire?
Somebody got loose. Somebody started the fire and it got loose.
Somebody was smoking something back here.
Yeah, somebody was either smoking something or cooking something, but they got him.
Cooking something? What were they cooking? Ramen noodles?
Maybe fish. I don't know.
Fish fry.
They got him?
No, yeah, they
got
it.
You put that up on your Instagram. I said, that's a regulation fire there.
Oh, biggin. I mean, I expected to walk outside, and like when I finally took a picture, see, it had already been getting doused. I sent you the picture. It had already been getting doused with water. But when I walked out there, I was thinking, you know, they're like, it's a fire. I'm like, I'm expecting to see like some smoke, you know.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
But no, that thing was all the way. Oh, it was past. So you see that limb, it kind of goes out like this.
Yeah.
That real big one. It was the flames at one point were up above that limb.
Mm.
Like that building was completely.
So the house burnt down?
All the way to the ground.
The house did?
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's a good thing because there was some trouble back there.
Well, the trouble has been apprehended as suspected starter of the fire.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
The because house, the White House is gone?
No, there was another one just right by the White House.
Oh,
there's a little, there's like a 20-yard gap. And then that fence, and then that house was right
there. Yeah, I should have knew that when I drove in, because I should have seen it, but I wasn't paying attention. Looking back here.
Well, that was, a couple of days ago.
I'm glad they got there when they did.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so I went back there, because at the time, there was only one fire truck there, and like two men got out of it, and I said, they were looking around. I said, look, I'll help you. You just tell me what to do. I said, other than going that way, I'll help you because I don't know what to do there.
Oh, we could just keep it from spreading and let it burn down.
Yeah. But I was just like, if you need me to stretch that hose out, I feel qualified for that. Yeah. But other than that, I ain't qualified for what y'all do. So, but then about three more fire trucks showed up and the Ouachita Parish Fire Department got it put out pretty quick. And in their investigation of it, they discovered a gentleman back there sitting there who had been just decided to sit in the woods and watch it burn. And
was it Usher?
I don't know. He was also a gentleman that decided to help himself to the local business's product that morning on security camera about 6:30 a.m. And then the last place they saw him was walking towards that building. And
then it's on fire.
Yeah. And it's, you know, contact clues ended up with him and the sheriff.
Put two together and, hey, we got our cupboard.
Yeah. Contact clues and him and the sheriff's department are now friends.
Yeah, they're friends.
They're acquaintances.
He might be an uninvited guest for a while.
But I say all that to say this. To all the first responders out there, and especially right now, dealing with the heat wave that's going across the South and fighting fires like that and all that, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Because that one didn't like much more from getting really out of hand with as dry as that whole block of wood.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. So we appreciate you guys because they were telling me what they fought a 40-acre one right next door to field the day before that. So 40-acre fire, somebody done caught something on fire down there. Probably one of them Joneses.
Bush hogging. Bush hog.
There you go, Hunter. That was your chance. I was talking about your family.
We don't start fires.
Oh, here.
You don't start fires.
You didn't start the fire. It's just.
It was always burning since the world's been turning. Hey!
We didn't start.
I witnessed your grandpa burn about 400 acres.
Uh-oh.
We do it responsibly.
Responsible fires.
Responsible fires.
No, they said
controlled.
They said
burning.
Marilyn Monroe.
40 acres burned on Watson School Road down there the other day, so they probably all drove by your house. Probably woke you up.
Oh, there was a big one on 34
South. Oh, hey, I'm used to it. There's stuff.
There's sirens going by you at all times.
All the time. I just look up and I say, well, okay, there goes three cop cars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there goes an ambulance. Okay, somebody may have got hurt.
Yeah, 34 South's a hot
day. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, and hey, you don't want to be out in the wee hours of the morning.
No.
Down there.
No. I don't want to be out in the wee hours of the morning nowhere.
Me neither.
Well, no, after 12 p.m., 34, anything south of 34 turns into the twilight zone.
Zombies.
It is no telling what you will see.
It's the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't there another?
Yeah, I'm serious. It ain't no telling what you're going to see.
Bikes, skateboards, walking.
I'll give you a quick snippet.
Oh, boy.
I'm going duck hunting. Okay, this is in November, and it's pretty cold. Okay, and I look in the road, and I think it's a garbage bag.
He thinks it's a big bag of trash.
Yeah, I think it's a bag of trash, so it's in my lane. So I slow down, and I get on the left side of it, and I go around it. And as I go around it, this thought hits my mind. Surely that wasn't a body.
But you say you turned around and checked, right?
No, no.
No.
Oh. No. No.
Oh. And hey, look, and my pistol is loaded with hollow points on my seat beside me.
Yeah. Hollow points.
Because I've had some crazy stuff happen to me down there. So anyway, look, unbeknownst to me, Stone is coming behind me a little late, a little later.
Well, that's because we've all been trained.
Okay, the first thing he sees a body, and he said, uh-oh, Uncle Si done run over somebody and killed somebody.
Yep, that was my initial thought.
So him and Jace end up stopping, and Jace walks up there with a pistol in his hand.
Well, Jace didn't walk up. He stayed in the truck.
Well, stayed in the truck. Anyway, he yelled at the guy.
Jace was looking in the around in the woods for ambush.
Yeah.
Which was smart on his part.
Jace, so, Jace worried about being a victim of human trafficking.
Oh, no, yeah.
They're going to snatch him up.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to snatch him.
Ain't going to snatch him, no.
Yeah, if they did, they'd say, well, no.
Yeah, they bring him back.
Yeah, hey, you can go. You may go, sir.
Yeah, no chance they keep him.
Yeah, you may go.
So you know what? You ain't worth it. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But, I mean, that's just one time, okay? Yeah. I've had multiple things happen on 34.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
At night.
It's a weird
place. Late in the morning. Early in the morning.
One time in the middle of the night, there was an 8-foot long alligator that someone ran over on 34.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
It was 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night.
Well, they ain't even got to stirring good. Then. You going home to
that's just, they call that Tuesday.
Yeah
they just waking up.
Yeah. Hunter, if you want a real experiment, go visit your folks down there about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anytime after midnight.
Just go slipping down field pot real slow.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
With a spotlight.
Drive alert. Okay, because you never know what you're going to run into.
Best one I ever saw on 34, an old boy swerving, stuff was flying out the window, and he slowed down about 5 miles an hour, passenger door open, and the old lady
gets kicked out
the door.
Gets kicked out, yeah.
And she took about 3 rolls and popped up like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened, boy.
And took off running after
her. That's right. Then it took off running after you.
That was on 34 South.
You saw that
little
happen.
Family squabble.
Oh, yeah.
Little disagreement.
That's he done put the boot to her. I mean, she come out flying
I'm telling you,
and stopped, dropped, and rolled and took off chasing.
Oh, yeah.
Come around a curve, and there's a pickup truck and a trailer, jackknife. He's got both lanes blocked. And, hey, instead of leaving his lights on, he turned the lights off.
Why?
I guess he wanted to commit suicide or something. I don't know, but he turned the lights off. And I said, hey, you need a little help? And he said, well, I should get it out of the middle of the road. I said, I threw a chain around that piece of junk, dragged it off in the woods, and then took my chain, threw it back in the truck, got it, and went to the house. Went to fields, went duck hunting.
So what determines what'll stop you for helping somebody at 2 a.m.?
Hey, if he's blocking the road. If he's blocking the road.
Oh, so you needed to get around him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
He's in his way.
I'm going to have to move him to get around him.
But if you can go around him.
But if I go around
you
him,
you're on your own.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Well, hey, because you don't know what you're getting into.
Not out there.
Okay.
And especially, what's that cut off between field pot and your
house? Red cut loop.
No, the other one, the little dim trail through there, through the pine thicket in the bottom. Yeah. I can't even think of the name of it.
Ike Kelly.
Yeah. I go, hey. Well, I've had 3 or 4.
I'm talking about.
Just crazy stuff happening.
Especially in that bottom right down there.
Yeah. Well, hey, I always, after then, I pistols loaded with hollow point.
Oh, yeah.
Because, hey, if I had to shoot, I'm going to have some DNA proof.
He got 3 extra magazines.
With hollow point.
When I slide down that road, I got a tire on each side of the yellow line.
Yeah.
I ain't getting nowhere near the edge.
I've never seen a stretch of road that is during hunting season. And even after and before hunting season, there's nothing but carcasses. Lying both sides of that road.
That's the
truest. It's straightaway.
No.
Every 20 yards,
anything in the road that moves is suspect. Okay, and somebody is like to kill it.
Yeah.
I guess every redneck down there, it's like their dumping ground.
That's, yeah. They go dump their bodies. On Ike Kelly.
Yeah.
But it ain't in the curves. It's on the straightaway.
Straightaway. So it's like they can pull up there. They got somebody in the back. They kick it at the tailgate and keep on driving.
That's it.
That's also like, where they dump off like unwanted pets, because that's how my cousins get their pets.
Pets or bet?
Do what?
Pets.
Oh, gosh.
Like dogs.
That's why they get their pets?
That's how his cousins get their pets, he said.
Oh, okay. They run over, and if it lives, it's a pet.
That's not exactly what I said.
Leave it to a redneck, boys. Okay, what are we doing tonight? Oh, we're going to looking for pets.
We're going pet shopping.
We're going pet shopping.
If they're tough enough to take on a tire, they're tough enough to live with us.
Oh, man. Boy. There are certain times when I misunderstand something that I just truly appreciate, and that is one of them. Golly. So that's a stray dog dumping area?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Stray dog, stray cat.
Yeah, that used to be Phil's house.
Well, there's plenty to
it's
eat.
Still, yeah. It's still our house. Like,
they dump them on Jones Road all the time.
Oh, yeah, cats mainly.
Hey, they could at least stop before they throw them out. They don't have to be going 90 miles an hour and then throw them out. Yeah, hey, I'm 90. Throw them out the back.
Oh, wow. What a life.
He did. Was Joe Biden on this show? Is he? There's some aviators over here.
And they're Ray-Ban.
Ray-Ban aviators.
I think it was Philip.
Those got to be Willie's.
Willie just came by the store and bought a pair of glasses because he forgot his at his house.
Oh, that's probably Philip. He was here last time.
Philip wears aviators?
He's got a bunch of glasses.
Like a white.
That's got to be Willie's glasses.
That looked like a Willie move. Hey, break them so he'll come buy some more.
Hold them hostage.
Who knows? Yeah. I'll take them home with me.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny right there. It's where them Jones get all their pets.
That's it.
On Ike Kelly.
Ike Kelly, boys.
Do they just go over there hunting for them? Or?
No, it's usually on their way to work. They just see someone just dump a pet.
And they pick it up?
Well, my cousins have a heart.
I guess I don't.
Uh-uh.
I ain't getting no pet off the side of a road. I mean, I already feel bad enough because Dublin, whenever I got him, he was discounted. He was a clearance puppy.
Clearance puppy.
And I learned from him, like, you won't pay full price for a dog.
You want to?
Yeah, they're better that way. Come out with all their parts right, screwed in right.
Okay.
You know, more expensive. There's a reason a dog's more expensive, kind of like a dishwasher.
He's got all his parts.
Okay. The more expensive ones work way better.
Yeah, but them cheap ones is tough.
Them cheap ones.
They are. Yeah, cheap ones are tough.
You talking about dogs?
They've seen some things.
Yeah.
They all got that 500-mile stare in their eye because for 12 hours they lived on Ike Kelly Road.
That's right, boys.
That's right.
You know, and learned how to survive. off of carcasses.
Is it carcasses or carcass?
Both are bad.
It's a lot.
So,
yeah, I don't really know about.
But no, do yourself a favor. About mid-December, drive down Ike Kelly.
My mom doesn't let me go down that way. I'm just kidding.
Now, you can go during the daylight.
I go in the daylight?
Yeah. That's a good thing.
If you go during the daylight, you got to dodge buzzards.
Yeah.
There's that many dead animals.
Oh, yeah.
Every 20 yards.
You can roll down your window and smell it. Like, if it's that weird, if it's that weird little warm-up during the winter where you kind of got to run air conditioning to keep the inside of your truck cool. When you round the corner, they're turning on to it, like that air sucks in that deal from outside, and you're like, I'm home. You know, I mean, it's just, it's got an aroma about it. I told you the better song would be Poor Men South of Baltimore.
That's right. Curly Dawn.
Yeah. Curly Dawn.
Uh-oh.
Tyner Peaches.
We have some good Curly Dawn stories.
Is it tax season? Oh, never mind.
No, what about the log?
Yeah, that's a good one. We need to have Curly in.
Oh,
we need Curly here to take up for himself.
Yeah, at least.
I've never heard his version of that story.
Of taking a dump in the duck blind?
Yeah.
On the log right outside the door.
Yeah, and then wiping your butt with a life jacket.
And then wiping his tail in with
a life
jacket.
Oh, no, it wasn't on the log.
You saw it?
Hey, he was right in the door.
It was in the doorway.
Yeah, it was in the doorway.
I don't know. Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he wiped his butt with the life observer and threw it back in the boat.
Boy, the life observer.
I mean, I got a question. I got a question about that. How in the world does a life jacket get your rear end clean?
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, at that point, just wear it home. Like, how are you going to get your rear end clean with a life jacket? Like, at what point was that a good idea? I got life jackets of every shape and size.
I don't even want to go there.
Size so, used one before.
Because I have no answer for that.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever wiped your rear end with?
Corn cob.
Yeah. That's a normal one. See, it's got all the little, it's hey, got all oh, the deals right. in yeah, it to catch.
Hey, it's got velvet on it, boys. Yeah. Hey.
Look at Johnny D is uncomfortable.
I'm a bidet man myself. The best thing I ever used out in the wilderness was snow.
No, I said the weirdest. Snow. But snow, weird. That would be.
Snow
was a good one.
Yeah, you pack it down a little.
Yeah.
Then, whoop, it's just like a wet wipe. Hey. You throw that thing out in the woods. And
then you got a friend.
Then you got a new pile
you got
of
a
snow.
Friend hit him with a snowball.
Now, that seems rude.
Speaking of bowel movement.
So you've wiped with a snowball.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
And so hey, that's why with the corn
that's a mountain man.
Did it melt fast?
That's a mountain man move.
Well, it was up in, like, Colorado.
That's it. Oh, okay. There you go.
So it wasn't like, it, snow hey. Here, you'd get dirty hands.
Best one ever is just jump in the lake and let it rip.
But you got to swim away from it.
That's right.
You got to figure out which way the current is.
Right.
No, you got to swim away from it. Because, hey, when it comes up, it's going to float towards you.
Yeah.
It's like a magnet. I'm serious. You're going to have to swim for this from this, okay, for this coming.
Don, you ever wiped with anything bizarre?
You know, when you're in a bind, you pretty much just use whatever's close.
Yeah, I mean, we've all cut off our shirt.
Cut my drawers off. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Or cut the bottom of your shirt.
Oh, I threw a lot of underwear away.
Oh, yeah. I've come back sockless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot
of time. Yeah.
Yeah. Sockless. You split that sock You split that sock down the middle. You get two wipes, man.
Yeah.
You got four. That'll
pretty much get
you out of a bind.
Or a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Become a short sleeve.
You just come back and tell me what happened to your left sleeve. Well, I had an emergency arise. Yeah.
It's laying back there by the big tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd recommend staying away from there.
Yeah. I was traumatized as a kid. I looked up. I used to go hunt with my dad. I looked up, and he had it looked like a dog trying to pass a peat seed over there.
Uh-oh.
Mowed up, had some coveralls pulled down where that collar and them coveralls were sticking out a little bit too far.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Uh-uh. Yep.
Did he?
Yep.
Yep.
Did he?
He did it.
It caught.
That's
it
a bad
right
And
off.
Then when you go to pull the coveralls up.
Yeah, well, then, hey, just, ooh, what's that?
Something warm.
Yeah.
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 Ah. The best one was Phil took a dump on the log.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the property.
What?
And I'm telling you, for 2 years, every time we'd come around the corner, somebody would say, shoot that cottonmouth.
Hold on. Now, look, you think that's a bunch of bull, but that is a true story.
It stayed for 2 years?
It stayed there for 2 years, and every time we come around there, everybody said, shoot that cottonmouth.
Nothing would touch it.
Nothing would touch
there
it.
There wasn't a fly on it. There wasn't the coyote didn't eat
nothing.
It. You would think something would come by and eat it, and it was black and about 3.5 foot long, just like a cottonmouth.
No, and it was curled up.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's what was crazy.
No, that's a true story, but it didn't last 2 years. It was like 4 months, though.
It was a long time.
All summer. After till season, it was still there.
Yeah. It was crazy. I'm
true story.
You.
When we first saw it, was me and Jace in Argo. We rode up. Jace like, get your gun. There's a Congo. Dude, I stopped and I looked, there was toilet paper. I said, that ain't no Congo. He's like, good. No, quote is what Jay said. He said, whoever done that, they ain't going to be around for much longer.
And it was his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But that is a true story.
So there's something about when a man gets in a bind in the woods.
Here's another one that I've never figured out.
All
right. Phil said he gave me the answer. Anytime I kill a cottonmouth,
mm-hmm.
like on the road driving in, blow his head off, well, you come by 30 minutes, an hour later, he's gone. And I said, what in the world would take a dead snake. And he said, bobcat. Bobcats love them.
Really?
Is that you ever heard that?
I mean,
I've heard hog, big wild hogs eating them.
The hogs, they eat them alive. I've actually seen that.
But if you're in, I mean, you got to think, if you're something wild and you come up on a free meal, I don't know that you care what.
Well, hey, every one I've ever shot in the middle of the road, hey, go by, come back an hour later, it's gone.
Well, there's a lot of owls down there, and hawks, well, and owls.
Maybe, but something gets them.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past
I mean, that. Hey, this says I ain't, you know, 12-gauge blew his head smooth off. So he ain't going nowhere.
I wouldn't put it past a coon or something like that to eat him.
A lot of raccoons down there, too.
Yeah. Well, birds. A lot of raccoons there.
Sure. Remember that time that hoot owl tried to get in the deer stand with us?
Oh, no. This was the funniest thing. We're sitting there, right, deer hunting, okay, and something comes just by, and he lands over on the oak tree on the knot on the side of it. So Stone starts making little squeaking sounds with his mouth. Well, I had my hunting gloves on, which are brown. So I just said, well, he was squeaking, so I just done like this on the top of the windowsill. And just, you know, that owl done this. Just as soon as I did it, I just like that disappeared. He done that like that. Then I got up there again. I went back and hey, here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
Look, this thing, his wingspan was about 6 foot.
Yeah.
Okay, look, there's a slit like this.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is coming in the window.
Yep.
He's done coming and Stone. Stone, I hear crash. Stone has just fell off of the chair. Okay, and I said, did you get that? You was videoing it, right? He said, no, I didn't get it. This, I'm thinking what's coming in the window.
I was getting out the way.
Hold on. He was coming to get that, what he thought was about.
When Si took his finger up there, his eyes just.
Yeah, just boom. And he was like that, and then next thing.
And I looked up, and he was gone.
Yeah.
But he done got below the window.
And then
when he appeared,
yeah.
He was like in the window.
We laughed for 30
scared
minutes.
Scared the crap out of me, son. I jumped.
I said, he was big. You should have been videoing it. He said,
I had the video camera going, but when he got in the blind.
When an owl shows up.
I threw the camera.
Oh, yeah. Me and Benny Doodoo had an owl land right beside us in a tree one night, and it freaked me out.
Well, you wouldn't even mess with the one that was on the ground with a broke wing and a towel over him. So.
Owls are freaky, man.
Have you ever seen a baby owl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, them.
Plus, hey. Oh, no.
Freaky looking little critters.
And they're quiet. They're just on you.
Talking about sharp.
Them talons?
Their talons. You talking about sharp.
So. Well, yeah, I used to work in college doing all them wood duck boxes, so you know what likes a cavity?
Oh, yeah.
An owl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've peeled the door back on many of them, and there he is looking at me. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I'll leave you be.
Yeah.
Except for the little screech owls. I played with them. I'd take them out of there. They mean, too. Mean-spirited little rascals.
They'll bite you, claw you?
Mm-hmm.
Called a mean-spirited?
Oh, they are. They're looking at you going, They get clicking at you.
Yeah, they got very sharp beak.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got you.
And some sharp toes. And they love eating tree frogs. There was all kinds of dead tree frogs in there with them. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about when you run up on where they're at, there's going to be a lot of bones.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a barn owl down there where we duck hunt. If I know somebody's is freaked out by it, I'll park at the barn first thing in the morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, shining my headlights in that barn, and that big old white faced rascal will come out of there, and every one of them hit the dirt. It's a good time. Because I know he's in there, so I'm ready for him. But that big old white face comes out at you in the middle of everything else around you is dark. And there you go.
PBS, I watched a show on that. You talking about some acute hearing.
What's that, owl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got three different things. You know, like this was up north, and it was the Great Northern Owl, big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, a big one. Well, he's flying and searching for food. There's a mouse under 2 foot of snow. His hearing can pinpoint where he's at. The other part tells him how much speed he'd take, okay, to get to 2 foot to get him. Okay, and the third one does something else. It just, you know, but it showed it. And then it showed him just, here he come. And that's where we got our stealth fighter.
The owl. Yeah.
He makes no noise when he's flying. None.
It's a good thing they don't hunt us.
No, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm
He
I'm
makes
too.
No noise that's like when, a, he's, when he's flying.
Like that A-10 Warthog.
Oh, yeah, like that Warthog.
Just whistles by.
I was up in on the Salt Flat up in California. And next thing I know, a shadow's over me. We're standing around talking, a shadow's over me, and that A-10 Warthog is turning. I'm talking about like 10 foot above us. And tell me, hey, if y'all would have been the enemy, you'd have never knew it. Because that big minigun would have already taken care of you.
You just said, ooh.
He didn't make a sound.
You just said, ooh.
Yeah.
Those things are pretty awesome. They've been around a long time, too.
Oh, no. And, hey, you can shoot them to pieces and they still fly.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a picture of one coming in after they Iraq. And, I mean, he was literally just, it was solid holes. He just come in, landed, and here they come. Gas it back up, re-ammo it. So I'm like, okay, you ready to go again?
Put some duct tape on it.
You put tape, but hey, they do that.
I'd have probably had to sit that one out, Coach.
Oh, no. Hey,
said somebody else going to fly this one.
You talking about amazing. That's like B-52 and all the big bombers. Hey, they could take them back, shot up, just slam to pieces, too. Keep them flying, boys.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, we're back. Let's get in that inbox. Look, we keep changing it up. We go from first to last, and we're keeping you guessing. So that way, if you want to scrub through, good luck. You may miss something. So keep you here longer. Look, if you are, you know, so inclined.
Like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe. Leave us a comment. Rate, review, Apple Podcast. The email address, hello@duckcallroom.com, or send us messages, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. We try to check and stay up with you guys. But Johnny D, what you got?
Oh, I got an interesting one. That was a weird, like, northern accent I accidentally just did there. Anyway, Luke from Michigan emails in, and he tricked me into telling his dad happy birthday. Jason from Michigan is about to turn 53. Right now. So happy birthday, Jason. Thanks for listening. But Luke's question is, what do you get a 53-year-old man for his birthday? Which is a tough question.
Hmm.
It's the dads are tough to shop for.
Metamucil.
No, get him a steak, medium plus.
Oh,
Lord. Here we go.
Hey, you can't beat that, boy.
He's 53. His teeth aren't as strong as they used to be.
Hey, give him a Metamucil. Medium plus.
Hold on.
Be done with it.
Sugar-free Metamucil changed my life.
Uh-oh. Sugar-free Metamucil.
When you get around 50, you got to start taking it.
All right, boys. Y'all heard it here first.
It's one of the best gifts you could ever get him.
That's it, boys.
What is it?
Metamucil. It's fiber. Come on, man.
Fiber, boy. Fiber.
It's fiber. Keeps your lower bowel and
regulated
intact.
That's right, regulated,
so to speak.
Sugar free.
53 years old birthday gift. Metamucil. Really?
It's a necessity.
Well, I don't know. I'm not 53 yet. But what does he do? Did he give us any hobbies?
He just says, all dudes are hard to shop for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we all have our hobbies, and we all don't want you to get us something.
We all hide how much we really spend on.
Yeah, and so. We're all very particular.
Yeah.
So shopping for dad's tough. I always just get my dad raw meat and just go buy steaks or what, and then like, hey man, eat when you want to.
Yeah, I knew like on my dad, I knew the brands of tools he liked. So generally, what I would get were like accessories or extra. Like batteries for drills and stuff like that. Like the stuff that I knew that he wouldn't want to spend the money on, I would go spend the money on that for him. Like,
nothing makes a man happier than an extra battery for his drill.
That's right.
You're like, oh man, I would have never bought that for myself.
An extra charger.
And a charger. Yeah, like all that kind of little knick-knacky stuff that they'll tough through it and go put it on charge for 20 minutes to finish using it how they would, or they would have an extra battery and charger, you know, so... if he does stuff like that, I could. That's what I would recommend. If he's a handy father,
he's handy.
Yeah, if he's a fisherman, don't go try to buy him a rod and reel. Mm. Don't try to, like, because he's going to be very specific. Same with duck hunting or anything like that. So, yeah, stay
gift
out
cards
of those.
In that
gift cards. Yeah, but gift cards are kind of lame. Or just cook him something really nice. Invite him over where he doesn't have to do anything. And
if he's a fisherman, you can go look in his box and buy him just one of everything he's already got in there, because he wants two anyway.
Yeah. And he's probably got another box with that same stuff in it. So that's a good thing.
Just pile on what he already uses.
Green pumpkin. No, yeah. But I'd do some investigation of what he already has in his little area, whether garage, shop. Just go look around and buy accessories for it.
Now, me and my sister did figure out, for my dad, if you team up with your brother or sister and you get them something that you both benefit from, like a griddle. Or a grill or something. Like, me and my sister have been teaming up for years on what could dad use that will make us happy.
I'd really like to see Big Dave try fried rice. Let's get him this big monster grill.
That's exactly what he did. Let me tell you something about Big Dave's fried rice. Ooh, it's good. We don't go out to eat no more. Big Dave got it down. Ooh. We hadn't had fried rice in a minute because, you know, you melt when you walk outside, so them griddles kind of tough to work right now.
Yeah.
They got a little sweat in your fried rice if you cook it now. But, man, he does have
And I don't know a man that's ever been mad at a bag of charcoal as a gift. Or pellets, depending on what kind of grill he's got or whatever.
I get my dad charcoal every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it's cold.
Mesquite.
Whatever kind.
Yeah.
Hickory.
Any of it.
It's lump. That lump. Yep.
No, I meant mesquite.
Yeah, wood for smoking.
Or hickory.
Yeah.
Oh, you just adding on.
Wood.
Yeah, wood.
For flavor.
Yeah. For stick burners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
we get
there
my
you go.
Dad Hawaiian shirts. Hawaiian shirts. He's got about like 20 Hawaiian shirts from me and my sister.
Your dad does?
Yeah.
I've never seen him wear one.
Well, he doesn't wear them when he like works, but on his like off days, he wears one.
He uses them at all rags.
I've never seen him wear
them. He uses them at all rags.
Well, what else we got in there, Johnny D?
Oh, how about this one? Carrie from Maine. Loves to work, make money, got three jobs.
Oh, well.
Wow.
There you go. And Job number one, 8 years. That's how long.
Okay.
Job number two, picked up about a year ago. Give me a bunch of skills and qualifications that I needed to get.
Okay.
Job number three. Job number three, just offered full-time with benefits, paid vacation, significant increase in pay compared to what I'm making at all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how do I quit my other ones without feeling guilty about it?
Walk in there and say it's been fun.
Hey, look,
I quit.
It's been fun, been real, but hey, I've had enough of it.
That's what I say. When Willie asked me to take over duck calls, I never told that principal.
Yeah.
I said, well, I won't be back.
Yeah. It's been fun.
It's been real.
Where you going?
But it ain't been real fun, so hey.
Yeah, but go in there to your other one and say, look, man, I've been offered this, and
give them a chance to match the offer.
Yeah, I've got to take it, you know, and then maybe they offer it. But then, you know, offer like, so if you want to find somebody, if I need to train my replacement or whatever, if you're in an important position, like give them a week or so where you can teach somebody. But move on, man. It's bettering yourself. Don't feel guilty about bettering yourself.
There it is.
So,
if anybody ever tries to hold you back from an opportunity that is obviously like there's more information here, like less hours,
yeah,
the 10-hour shift.
Well, anytime you
like
go
it's obviously better. If anybody's like, oh, you shouldn't do that,
mm-hmm.
red flag, you should have get out of there anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, and then, yeah, I would just
they'll cheer you on,
they should.
Willie laughed when I quit.
But just,
he was like, oh, okay, I was like, yeah, I gotta go, see ya.
How'd you tell him?
I said, I got a job offer. Then he started laughing. And then he asked me how much money. And then he really started laughing. He's like, well, I'll see you later. And I was like, oh, so long, sucker.
I actually didn't just leave that day. I actually finished the summer out. So
what?
I did have 10 years in education before I started with the duck calls.
Yeah,
but I finished the summer out. I didn't leave that day.
Yeah, I finished.
You always want to leave on a good note.
That's exactly right. Offer to train a replacement or whatever. Yeah. You know, tell them you got a couple of weeks and a week or so, and I stayed here
for a month after me and Willie talked about that.
Well, and then I still text you stuff.
So I didn't.
The store.
So I just threw the bag of reeds at Martin and said I quit.
He did do that.
I'm a witness.
He threw them in my lap.
I left.
Tell Fat said, tell Fat Boy I'm done.
I did not let the door hit me in the butt as I done it too.
You were out quick, weren't you?
I was, hey, I moved out, boys.
Yeah. And but what's funny is he moved out, and there for like 2 months, he still woke up and drove down to Phil and Case to take a nap on their couch. Yep.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm not even making that up.
Old habits are hard to break, boys. Yeah.
You went and took a nap?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know if it was the nap.
Then I woke up. Then I woke up and ate a fine meal that Miss Case.
And then he'd go home.
Then I'd go home.
He did that still. So I don't know if he was going for the nap or for the lunch, but I'm not going to fault him for either.
It was both.
Both.
Yeah, that's definitely a two-for-one sale there.
Right. So I got you a quick one that was some form of message. I don't know. But Jaden from Alberta, Canada.
Alberta?
He wants to quit smoking and wonder if you had any advice for him.
Yeah, hey, throw that trash in the trash can and don't ever touch it again. Because here's the deal. It will give you bad lungs, which you will regret later in life.
But how did you quit? You just walked away, though. Hey, you're one of the few people that said cold turkey, I'm out.
Well, yeah, but hey, a heart attack and open heart surgery will do that to you.
Yeah.
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 So, friend, you have a choice.
It was time to make a change. I should have made it 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I wouldn't be in the shape I'm in right now.
So if you want to spend quality time with your grandkids,
yeah,
you need to quit.
Throw that junk away. It's bad for you.
It's no good.
There you go.
Go to Walgreens. They got a whole section on helping people quit.
Yeah, there's gums.
I did cold turkey.
None of that stuff.
You quit dipping cold turkey, huh?
Right. Copenhagen.
If you're looking for a miracle deal, nope. You just got to suck it up and quit.
Yeah, I will tell you this. Every time that door slammed for about 5 days, when them kids slammed the door, boy, the withdrawals were real. But they don't last 5 days. After 5 days, it's all between your ears.
So 5 days.
You can survive 5 days. Yeah. The rest of it's between your ears.
There you go.
Interesting.
There you go, Jaden.
You just got to make up your mind to do it and do it.
And Jaden, good luck.
Oh yeah.
If you we're rooting you on, man.
Here's your Bible verse for it, Jay.
Go ahead.
Romans 5:3-4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna suck for a minute, but at the end of it, it's gonna be way better.
There you go.
And they left out the guy. Patience.
There's more to the Bible verse.
Yeah, it keeps going.
It keeps going.
Anyway, all right, we'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
We're out.